Alright, well, let's just say... Alright, I started my podcast, but I couldn't do it by myself. So, now that you're on it...
Badass Joseph, by the way, guys. That's what she's talking about.
Me, because... myself,
and I, the infamous, the greatest...
That part. Because I tried doing a podcast by myself.
She was missing her wow factor.
I was definitely missing something, and it was definitely you.
My black ass. I'm the one that put the ideal in her head. Yes, I should have been here from the start, but we'll address that at another time. But I'm here now, guys, and be happy.
Okay, so yeah, it didn't work out for me the first. So yes, I'm here, Natalie, and
Badass Joseph.
So you'll be listening to our first podcast.
And we go in about Will and Jada and their entanglements of sorts.
Because everybody's been talking about it. And
hey, usually we have no comment. But it's our podcast. We talk about what the fuck we want.
That part. So stay tuned, listen to our first podcast.
And welcome to the show. No comment, but. Let's get into this entanglement. See if we can untangle some shit. Like my brother said. But you know what somebody else told him, though? Somebody, you know, I shared it on my page. My brother said that I hope people don't take Jada Pinkett shit too seriously because I'm the type of nigga that untangles some shit.
Oh, right. No. I think I see that it said something about... don't take this entanglement too serious.
I'm the type that will strangle. I seen that one too. And then somebody put like, shit, hell, they gotta untangle some shit. They got 400 million tangled up in that bitch, hell. They right though. But I wanna see, I haven't watched this video yet, so it's gonna be my first time watching it. It's gonna be our first time watching it together. And this is usually no comments from either one of us.
No comment, but.
We got to talk about this. Let's talk about it Thursday.
Because everybody's been talking about this.
Right.
But one thing we need to put, like, lay down straight. Will Smith, oh my God. He has been my celebrity crush since I was, like...
And I'm a dude, you know, grew up very ghetto and shit. So, you know, we love our Jada Pinkett Smith. So, we're both in this, like, invested... heavily.
No. But I mean, like, Will Smith has been, like, my crush.
Don't get me wrong. Jada Pinkett Smith has been my crush. But, you know, I like hoes, though. So, it's different.
She's a hoe.
Wait a minute now. She was entangled.
No.
She was entangled.
All right. We're already getting there.
She was entangled.
No comment, but she's a hoe.
But watch a comment.
Watch my comment. Yeah, no comment.
Okay.
No.
I got you. Will Smith, my nigga, too. Will Smith, my nigga, too, though.
Will Smith is everybody's nigga, bro. He's always a good guy. I just feel like somebody needs to... He's always a good
somebody
guy.
Somebody needs to be there for Jada, too.
Obviously, she looks like she's got herself.
Yeah.
She
got her legs folded in Indian style.
She's
like,
showing a lot of confidence in this video.
She's
just
smart.
So you know. No, she's not.
I think that
she thinks she's smart.
She might have
she's
one of those special deluxe
to
pussies.
Play it smart.
And Will Smith is just standing there for the cookie for now. Because he got his own money and she does too. So what else can be holding this marriage together?
It's not even... Okay, let's just watch this.
Let me put it up. Cut that shit up, Quay.
I felt like it was important to come to the table to really clear the air. Somebody made a statement that went cray cray.
And one of the reasons why I wanted to come to the table is the media, the headlines. We specifically never said anything. We were purposely not saying anything. Any headline that says Jada said or Will said or the Smiths.
This probably is something that the media just found out because August came out with it, right?
Right. So August
so
Alsina
mentioned it.
August Alsina
right
has
here,
another.
I think it's just showing like they've known, you know, like they weren't prepared.
No, that's not at all what they're saying. What they're saying is this is what we're gonna say collectively together to the media. They're not addressing anything. All they're saying is that if they're going to say anything, it's going to be on the red table talk first.
And it's going to be together.
And it's going to be together.
To make things clear. That has
nothing
clear.
To do with that whether Will Smith knows.
Okay, I get it.
I got
okay.
you, Will. I got you, David. I got you all. I got you all.
I get it.
Now, the whole thing came about, theoretically, well, from what I've heard, August Alsina has an album coming out. Right.
Right.
Okay. What do most people do when they have an album coming out?
Fucking drama.
Or publicity in any way they can to bring attention to yourself.
Drama.
So in a podcast where he was talking to somebody else, he wasn't saying it maliciously. But what he was saying it as if the little cookie crumbles for it to unravel itself just to bring attention to itself.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. You
so
know what I mean?
So he gave us a tease.
Pretty much. He said just one thing. He said one thing. And, you know, the Will and Jada rumors been going on forever. Like, are they the marriage solid or is it not solid?
Right.
And nobody knew until now.
Right.
Now it's in the open, not because of either one of them, though.
All right. Let's keep watching.
Said it's not true. We specifically never said anything.
Right.
So coming to the table was like, we just felt like it got to the point where you got to say something.
Yeah, and
he's like straight up putting her on the spot, like, bro. Like, hey, like, listen, now it's just not
yeah,
me.
Like, you're not, bitch,
I'm,
listen,
it's
I'm here.
Not me saying
I'm here.
Now it's them.
Yeah,
like.
It's now we can't ignore it no more. So listen, bitch, we're gonna go ahead and get this done. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go back to goddamn make my movies and shit.
Yo, for real, let's keep watching
this cycle.
Yeah,
you know, there's people involved. You know, and
this shit is cringy. He looks mad.
I don't like how all of this came to be.
He didn't like the fact that August fucking snitched on her, bro. That's it. He's over here like rubbing the table, like.
And look at her legs. She's trying to force herself into a place of being comfortable.
She's trying to show herself that she's confident about what she's about to say. Like she's
or
trying
she's
to
comfortable.
She's
confident
she's
and comfortable are
no,
two different things.
She's comfortable, but she's trying to show that she's confident in the fact that she doesn't want to feel guilty. She's not guilty.
And that's
she's confident
and
about
I think that's
her
the same thing as
non-guilt.
Being forcing herself into a position of where she feels most comfortable. Which folded her legs under the table. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like trying to psych herself into.
Did you know? Can I tell you something? When people try to disconnect from people, like, okay, like there's something about you and me, like right now, that's connecting us, right? You see how her legs are like not touching the floor? You know what I mean? Like when I, let's say me and you are arguing, or not arguing, but we're discussing something. Let's say like right now.
Oh,
for
no
instance,
shit.
For instance, like, let's say. You're about to, like, attack me with something, you know, and I know I'm, like, guilty about, you know what I mean? Let's say I fucking stole the fucking chocolate, you know? And whatever it is, I feel fucking guilty about, you
so
know
you
what I mean?
Doing
so,
this.
I either stir away from you, but because I have to have you, like, in front of me, I'm gonna
so you
put...
Can tell this lie comfortably.
I'm gonna put my legs up, get comfortable, you know, and disconnect from you so I can... Zing with
you
myself.
Think that's really what's going on?
Yeah, she wants to. She already has a plan, and her plan, she's keeping
well,
it
see.
Firm. You know
let's,
what I mean?
Let's
she already
see.
Has a speed.
Let's see.
Of her
let's
mind.
See how my boy Will push that up out of
it's
here.
All love, honestly, and I would
know,
usually
I
cannot not
stand in his face like that.
You know that would.
Did she even apologize?
On at all?
No,
because she doesn't feel there's nothing to apologize about.
Listen,
oh these
you
bitches,
know, and
man.
I feel like
Natalie, you could.
It's a situation that I consider private.
You just feel like it ain't really nobody. No.
Pretty much saying like it's none of your business. Like
bitch,
I'm not really.
I know.
Here.
Stop pausing this shit.
It's business.
Yeah.
But
there you go.
But now Black Twitter has as their business.
But you know, I feel like it's healing that needs
Black Twitter fucked them up.
And I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Even though this is minuscule, I do feel like. It's these kinds of things
face,
that
bro.
Create the world that we're in. And the idea of not
it's like he's holding himself together.
Not talking
Hell
about
yeah.
it, not clearing the air, and just being
he knows
transparent.
Everybody's watching.
Just
Absolutely.
Being transparent.
And I'm here with you.
Yeah, I thank you for that, because you've been on a hell of a journey with me. So that's what we're going to start with.
We're gonna
is
start
that this
with.
Is a very personal journey.
Jada yep. Pinkett Smith is so
yes,
like
absolutely.
Important to me. I don't know
reason.
How to explain it.
Okay, so what happened, Jada?
That's what he said?
Yeah. You want to rewind it?
Yeah. But I just feel like I need to say something before I watch any more of this.
What?
Is that she's just so important to me. I don't know how to explain it. Ever since I was a kid, she's always been that primal adult person. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, menace to society, right? She was Kane's love interest in the movie. And she was raising her son, and she was trying to raise her son not to be like Kane and his dad, because his dad was locked in prison, this little boy that she had. That was my first taste with Jada Pinkett Smith. Then everybody knows Set It Off, and a whole bunch of other movies to come. She's always been important. Her relationship with Tupac, you know what right. I'm saying? So Jada Pinkett Smith has been like a longtime favorite in the black community.
Right.
And Will Smith, same thing. And it just means so much to me.
To us.
Yeah, to everybody. Like, that.
This was a role model marriage, bro.
Right. So now you look at it and you say one or two things. Like,
this is like mom and dad getting a divorce.
Exactly. So it's like now we look at it and it's so hard for us to watch because we're cringing watching it, right? And it's so hard to watch. It's because you don't want to see them go through this.
Right.
Just like if you're at home and your parents are fighting, really, you don't want to see it.
They were always that good example, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Even though we know their marriage is on the rocks, nobody knew why.
Because
even though
they knew how to keep their life.
And it just got so busted up that they had to do this.
Yo, because eventually shit like that explodes.
Loose,
you know what
lips
I mean?
Sink ships. And exactly. August Alsina was the water that let fucking...
In August, bro. Let's
that let
watching.
Water onto the ship, bro.
Let's keep and watching. That shit down.
Just off principle, I got to buy his album to see if he say anything. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not buying that shit.
Yo, everybody's going to listen to that shit.
Yep.
Check this out.
Very public.
Yes, absolutely.
For
Black Twitter.
Reason.
So what happened, Jada?
Okay, So let's start with... I guess about... 4.5 years ago, started a. I think it was about 4 years ago.
Right there, she's like, "Oh, was it four? Was it four
and
a
so
half?"
Crazy.
Like,
dude,
she
I
doesn't
wish,
want.
I wish you guys could see my face. I really
it
do.
Has had to start it even before. Or,
wait.
On.
Let's just
for
watch
her
it again. Why we get? Nah, we're not gonna speculate on my girl. We're just gonna listen
all
to
right,
what my girl says.
Started a friendship.
Go ahead,
with August.
A friendship
and. We actually became really, really good friends.
Really,
and it
really
started
good.
With,
look at his face,
you know,
like, bitch, you had to put that.
You know, me wanting to help his health, his mental state.
Because for me, that was the thing when I when Aug first came around, he was
really
sick.
He was really,
you know?
Really sick. Yeah.
And the outpouring for him from our family was. Initially about his health.
Yeah. And I mean, we
found I remember
all
when Jada Pinkett Smith was helping,
you know,
August Alsina. Like, I remember when it was news when August Alsina was finna die.
Right.
And she raised like $5 million for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the last we've heard of it.
Right.
Until now.
There, you know, you and I were going through a very difficult time.
Yeah.
So she's trying to justify the fact that...
Oh, my God. Stop speaking
on
what she's trying to do.
Well, okay. She already said, like, okay, we were really, really good friends.
Let's just talk about the message that it says, not what she's trying to do. You don't know what she's trying to do.
This is the message that she's...
Okay. But let's talk about that specifically. Don't. Let's not try to talk about what we think she's trying to do. What she did...
This is exactly what she did.
What she did was become friends with August. That doesn't say
for
anything.
For what reason?
Because he was extremely fucking sick.
No. Okay. No. She said that that's how it started.
No, that's how they met.
No,
that's
how
they met.
No, that's how her relationship with August
started. Exactly.
Not how they met. Exactly. You said met.
That's
how it started.
That's both. That's how they met and that's how they started.
No, that's not how they met, though.
So this is how it started then.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how their relationship, that's how they end up getting close, because she was there, she was nurturing.
We haven't even got to that part. They were just dropping specifics.
I was done with your ass.
Yeah, you kicked.
Wow. So this whole
okay,
bitch cheating.
The whole thing, no, the thing is, that's what you didn't
dude,
hear.
Dude, you watched this
that's
video before
didn't...
me, so you keep cutting it off and not letting me hear it. I haven't watched it yet.
Right, but like.
It's like you're trying to comment going through
no,
it.
No, it's for what she has said, though. You, okay.
Right now, I'm just hearing when it started. That's it.
Watch.
And they're talking about their marriage and how he was done with her ass.
That's the thing. It's what she said. It was me and you were going through a tough time. Just listen, bro. Like, she's trying to justify the fact that her friendship was really good with August because, watch.
But what makes you feel like she's trying to justify that?
Because, look.
We
broke up.
We decided that we were going to separate for a period of time.
So those tabloids were true.
Figure out how to make yourself happy, and I'll figure out how to make myself.
And that's one of his most famous quotes is today.
Yeah, I really felt like we could be over.
We were over.
And then what did you do, Jada?
Well, you know, I think from there
we were over.
As time went on,
she made that emphasis
to a different kind of entanglement.
Ooh.
With August. And one thing I want to get clear about to clean up, one of the things that was kind of swirling.
Listen to
this. I know what she's going to say. That's her. This
you
one.
Giving permission, which is, you know, the only person that could give permission. In that particular circumstance, myself.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But what August was probably trying to communicate.
I feel the man vibes coming up with it.
Because I could actually see how he would perceive it as permission because we were separate.
How would you perceive permission?
Because you allow access to her.
No.
Listen.
She allowed access to herself.
To their home?
No.
Listen.
She allowed access to herself.
You're talking about the actual entanglement.
Yes.
But what I'm talking about... It's about what you ask. Like, how do you allow permission?
But that was not it.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to explain to you what she means. This is what she means. That she didn't... Will didn't give him permission.
Right.
What he probably perceived as permission was Will not showing any indifference to him. Like, not showing, hey, I don't want you around my wife. Or you're spending too much time with my wife. Or, you see what I'm saying? Which, to anybody else, allows... Like, it's a way of saying that, okay... He is not against it. You know what I mean?
Okay,
but not necessarily meaning that he's
also a grown ass woman and she's married, know.
Yeah, but they were separated at the time. They
it
just said that.
It doesn't matter.
It does. It definitely
you're
matters.
You're still married, legally married.
Bitch, you're married legally. Yeah. You see how dumb that sounds?
Okay.
And it's been years, right?
10 years.
Okay.
Separated.
And what's the difference between 10 years in our world? And fucking 10 days in theirs, where they can literally have anything they want at their hands at any minute, any hour. They can go do anything they want. We can't do shit. We're stuck in here. We don't have $450 million. That man probably has fucking women throwing themselves at him every day. That 10 years, it's like 10 days. When the minute they broke up, Will probably was like, God damn, thank God I ain't gonna get my dick sucked from kind of corner COVID if he wants to. Whoever the fuck, or fucking Nicki Minaj, or whoever the fuck is in his inbox. We are not like that at all with your married ass. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I know how many entanglements your ass done had since I met you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm just saying, all right, before we throw fucking stones at glass houses.
First of all, we're talking about fucking Jada.
And $450 fucking million.
Exactly. Not me and my broke ass.
Exactly. That
so,
take 10 years
back
for you to
Jada.
Get. Okay, back to Jada.
Fuck you. Jesus.
Sometimes you got no comment.
No comment,
but she wanted to take it there, so...
Yo, this is a...
reality check for this bitch. Now continue the video.
...operated amicably. And I think he also wanted to make it clear that he's not a homewrecker.
That.
Which he's not.
Okay, sorry.
I just explained it to you. Why?
Because this is your red table. You like brought yourself to the red table.
Listen.
I think you need to say clearly what happened. You and I decided we were going to take our space and what happened.
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship. Absolutely.
Okay, so she couldn't say relationship first.
She couldn't say affair either.
Exactly.
Which one do you think he rather he said, though?
He said it, relationship.
Which means that he knew, too, that they were apart. So this red table talk ain't for them, it's for us.
Right.
It's for the children.
Right? No, it's not that he knew. He wants to hear it from her. What was it?
I know. A relationship.
What did you have with him?
It would have been a different tone if he would have said an affair. Because when the fair would insist that what's the word for that?
That's those edibles talking, bro.
Yeah, it is. The edibles. But what it would, if you would have said in fair, affair instead of relationship, it would have, to me, been leading towards the fact that, hey, maybe they wasn't as separated as Will thought.
Like, well, maybe persuading and
yeah, it would have insinuated.
But she still agreed to a relationship. Which she had agreed to an affair?
Well, an entanglement is the fucking synonym for affair. Okay. A relationship is not a synonym for an entanglement. You see what I'm saying?
So I understand.
So the language that Will's using and the language that Jada's using ain't measuring up. So Will's trying to get her to say, "Hey, we wasn't really together," you know?
Right. So say just what you say did. That.
Say it was a relationship.
Okay, so say it was a relationship.
But an entanglement insinuates affair. The affair insinuates that, hey, I knew that I still had feelings for you and maybe we was working on our marriage. But Will's saying, hey, you had a relationship. A relationship doesn't insinuate fucking affair and an entanglement. To me, it doesn't. We're either cheating on our spouse or we're in a relationship with somebody else completely.
Okay, I'm just either fucking high or were we just not talking about the fact of the whole... Never mind. Being divorced and you can do whatever the fuck you want, or being separated, I mean.
Right.
And then...
And that's the language, though. But here's the thing. If they... if that's what they're saying, then why is Jada treating it as an entanglement instead of a failed relationship?
Because she knew she was still committed to... She's still committed to Will Smith. There's still a commitment there.
But listen to what Will is saying.
Right.
Y'all had a relationship.
So just say it.
Exactly. Not an entanglement.
So why is she trying... Okay.
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Exactly.
Because I was through with your ass. You see what I'm saying? So her heart... So somebody's exactly. chasing somebody. Somebody's chasing
I think
somebody.
Will Smith is just being... Is dead ass just fucking done with her ass. Like, just say what you did. Say that you're done and just leave me the fuck alone.
I seen the meme that said that too. Will Smith got to be the smartest nigga I know to get Jada Pinkett Smith to admit... That she had an affair in front of millions of people, so if he ever wanted to divorce her, she can't take any of his money. But the thing is, they amassed their wealth together. Jada Pinkett Smith was a far better star and actor before Will Smith came about.
Is that even okay? Maybe Will make that move. You know what I mean? But as far as now,
they went to the Oscars together. Shit.
Listen, they have this.
I wonder
what Oscars gonna be. They hide. I don't see the. You know, being together, but they're always gonna be together. Ride or die, bro. Always.
Bad marriage for life.
Bad marriage.
And I was very broken.
That's that shit.
Now, in the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And luckily enough, you and I were also going through a process of healing in a much different manner. I would definitely say we did everything that we could to get away from.
What?
I just want to know what they were healing from. Like, they don't talk about that.
Well, you gotta understand, you know, they have a marriage.
They have a personal life too.
Exactly. They have the personal life.
What are they broken about? What broke down their marriage?
Well, it's not what broke down, bro. It's just literally marriage. Like, especially, like, I'm pretty sure, like, for. Not just celebrities, but I'm pretty sure for Will Smith being, you know, so busy. Yeah, but, you know, them always being so busy and trying to, like, carry this life, perfect kids. Yo, you know, like, their kids' careers and everything, like...
They've always been in the spotlight their whole entire lives.
And they've all... Exactly. So, like...
Kim Peele did a perfect sketch on fucking Will Smith's son, bro.
But, like, to be honest, like, I don't know, shit happens, bro. Really, shit happens. And shit fucks you up. And,
I understand. It's just for me. It feels like we're coming in halfway through the story. Like, all right, let's see what where it all broke down at.
Yeah.
Where the marriage broke down at. Like, what allowed this to happen?
But the thing is, like,
that's none of our business.
It's none of our business. And they've been taking care of them greatly, bro. Look at them. They're doing great. You know what I mean?
It's fucking Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, bro.
Exactly. They're mom and dad.
They're your mom and dad. They're my babies.
Role model mom and dad.
Yeah, whatever. Not mine. Mine's just the Huxley.
That's my daddy.
I'm in the Jada Pinkett. Yeah, but you're talking about Zaddy, though.
During that time, launched into an interaction.
Who do you think got a bigger dick, though? Will Smith or fucking Jada or August Alsina? Because August Alsina is skinny. You know how those skinny niggas rock it, though.
I just wanted to feel good.
I can't with this, bro.
Since I felt good. Mm-hmm. And it was really a
good thing. It's because that really is throwing him rocks. Like,
it's throwing him off, too.
Like, what the fuck do you mean? It's been so long since you felt good.
Yeah,
like,
but see, he's so selfless, though.
Yeah, but you do understand that, okay, we have our, like, ups and downs, but now you're saying it like, damn, then like, I went like you're down.
Miserable.
Yeah, you went down and, this low.
And what was it? Was it sex? Was it companionship?
She won't say.
Exactly.
And this is exactly what Will Smith is trying to get to. Like, the niggas have an ED
or what? What's going on?
That's exactly what Will Smith is trying to get to. Like, he really is trying, like, all right, and then what? What, you know what I mean? But she keeps
her ass to death. To just help heal somebody.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with my codependency. Which is another thing that I had to learn to break in the cycle. Just that idea of needing to fix and being drawn to people that need help. Whether it's your health or whether it's
I just want you to know, baby, I need help too. Mm-hmm.
There's something about that childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying. What she's on the defense, bro. She's just. She doesn't even know what the fuck she's saying right now. She's just trying to justify. She's trying not to sound guilty.
She's trying to deflect. That's a short way of saying it.
To sound guilty.
And what do? You deflect.
Bro,
you try to draw attention to something
else.
Look
at her. Look, she's always like, oh my god, what am I gonna say next?
The left is the creative side of the brain, bro. No, she's looking to the right. The right is the
no,
memory
like,
side.
No, fuck, like, what am I going
to
say?
Now, the left is the creative side. When you look to the right, it's to remember.
That feels as though it can be fixed
through
fixing people.
Technically, mm-hmm. It's her left side. Cause of
versus fixing me.
Yeah.
And I think that whole process with all really showed me that and taught me that.
Nickname.
And I'm really grateful for that lesson.
I feel like that husband, like, I'm with you at the press conference. I'm that husband. Now I got to be with you at the press conference while you, like, tell the world about your transgressions. Like, I love my baby. I'm going to stand by my baby no matter what.
Well, you know,
Bro, I love this man. I love him.
You can't do no wrong. If it comes out that he fucked kids like 20 years from now, I'm a fucking shattered, bro. Right now
at this point, he's just looking at it like, all right, like, I really don't give a fuck what you did. Like, you're the mother of my kids.
There's a meme that goes around that says,
it's a different type of love, bro.
I wish I had the patience of these two niggas with him and fucking Omarion.
It's a different type of fucking love. I can tell you right now, it's a different type of love.
It's a love that based in friendship.
It's the best friend's love, bro.
I understand, bro.
I would look that way or feel that way, but I actually don't look at it as a transgression at all.
So bad marriage for life.
Particular journey, I learned so much about myself and was able to really confront a lot of emotional immaturity, emotional insecurity, and I was really able to do some really deep healing. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I came through and started to realize her.
That's what he said?
No, she was broken or whatever because she.
I gotta go smoke. Whatever reasons. What I've heard already.
For whatever reasons, but yeah. She said that it helped her heal. The time with Og helped her heal a lot because she was broken, but because she was healing somebody, she felt like she was.
Yeah, it's the same concept herself. As when you teach somebody, you learn more. You know. Like, you learn more about it.
Yeah, so, but then you don't get entangled, bro.
But that's sex, though. Well, what she's talking about is on a deeper level than just get her rocks off.
He decided to break all communication with me,
right.
Which was totally understandable.
Right.
Right there, she's totally lying.
She's totally fucked, because you know what that tells me?
She's totally lying.
You know what that tells me? At some point, August seen that her and Will Smith wasn't done.
Yeah.
And he broke up all communications just so moments like this, what's happening now, where the world knows now don't happen, but it was a day late and a dollar short because he opened his mouth and tripped himself.
I think it hasn't been that long. I think she still had some type of communication.
And I let that be. And hadn't talked to him since.
Guilty. When you do this, like,
Well, that's provable information,
though. So it is a little weird that all this stuff is coming out now, since this was...
Yeah, because for me, this was years ago, right? You know, so the fact that it's coming up now, and I think it could...
So he knew years ago. So the fact that it's coming out now...
feel weird for people that we're laughing and talking about it, but...
It happened so long ago.
You know, and our experiences of working through it, fighting through it, talking through it, and therapizing through it, I think that the why now is weird.
Yeah, when I say it's been a huge healing of my life, and just what I had to confront and discover...
Yeah.
You know, about myself, the ugly truths and the beauty. So it was something that
Bro, she's just moving too much. She's really trying to attract whatever.
I just really want to listen to her and then look at what she's fucking doing.
To be discussed because it hadn't been that.
Yeah, like she's Italian. Like she's sticking with her hands. Like she's Cubana.
He hasn't wanted to.
Exactly.
She's talking. Aug and I haven't talked in so long.
She repeated it again.
You're letting me watch
it. So I don't know. This all seemed very strange. I'm grateful for the journey that you and I have had together. Because I feel like there are a lot of couples that go through those periods.
Yeah.
And a lot of couples that have to separate and think it's over. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about you and I is that there's never been secrets.
Right. We came together young and... we were both broken in our own ways, and to be able to make mistakes without the fear of losing your family is so critical.
Yeah. It's the idea of any relationship and trying to get to deeper understanding of love is going to be forged in fire.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the things that I'm deeply grateful in this whole process between you and I is that we have really gotten to that new place of unconditional love.
Because I wasn't sure I was ever going to speak to you again.
I know.
Yeah, like the fact that I'm speaking to you again is a miracle.
So how long have they not been speaking to each other?
Why do you care about that? All you care about her? Play the video.
I would agree.
No, but it ain't for the weak at heart. There's just certain things that you have to go through, and it's like...
And I wish, you know, I wish that wasn't the case.
I sure wish it could be all magic and miracles.
Yeah. Right. You got to go through some to get the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Look at his face, bro.
It's like, oof.
No, you know what face is that? Let me tell
like,
you.
Like I want to say something that'll break your fucking heart, but I'm not.
It was more like
whatever, bitch.
No, yeah, because you know what he was expecting? An apology.
But and what did they apologize for?
You know what she did instead? She's like, but
shit happens.
Like,
and he's like, yeah, bitch.
Look at his face. Course, like, really? Shit happens?
This is why we're in this.
So we don't give, like, a fucking apology, bro.
Nigga.
Shit happens.
Welcome. Okay. All right, world. Welcome to how men
look
feel.
At his face,
now
bro.
Every woman feels that, too. Now,
no,
they
no,
know
we
that
felt this
women
shit too.
Don't apologize. They don't do it.
Yes, we fucking do.
This is
do.
How it feels.
You guys don't apologize.
They don't apologize. Bro.
No, we do
Real,
apologize.
We with you. Nah, y'all ain't finna start fucking trying to jump right. on our train.
Shut
y'all don't say
up.
Sorry for shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all don't say sorry for shit. Y'all just try to toot
and
that booty up.
I'm just happy because I definitely believe that you and I, we never, ever, ever thought
nice.
That.
Nice.
We would make
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, there's a real power in
Look at
that.
Bro, he knows she's bullshitting, bro. And you want to know how...
And you know what's fucked up? I don't feel like she's bullshitting.
But she is. And you want to know why he keeps going along? he keeps going along, but you see his frustration, like,
I can feel his energy, yeah.
You know what? But you want to know why he's going along like that?
I'm pretty sure he's going to tell me.
No.
Well, I'm going to call him and ask him.
Look at the way she's moving her head. Like, it's her fucking, I'm a woman. I know how to, bro, it's the movements she's making. Like, the way she's.
So you just called me stupid for listening to her?
Just knowing somebody is riding with you no matter what.
Yeah.
And you really can't know that
until you go
through some stuff.
I want to hear that again. Sorry.
Knowing
thought that
the power
we would make it back.
Yeah. There's a real power in the just knowing somebody's riding with you no matter what.
Yeah.
And you really can't know that
until you go through.
That's true, stuff, though. You know? That's very true.
I don't want to go through this no more.
You know, I don't either.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to get you back first, and then...
You're going to get me back. I think you've gotten me back. I think you've... I think we're good.
Nah, nigga, that orgy that you had 2 weeks ago.
Okay, that's probably true. That's
you
probably
know, true. But...
Oh, yeah, you know I fucked all my bitches.
I don't think it's about getting anybody back.
I think... Bro, okay. See? She said what?
You missed that shit.
What did he say?
Okay, that's probably true.
You know, but...
this is the best part of
it. And I don't think it's about getting anybody back.
No, for me it is.
That's cool. Yo, that was a snap on the knee, bro. That was a snap on the knee. You should have seen it. He even did it. Yeah, for me it is.
Yo, do it again. Do it again. I got to make a meme. I mean, I got to make a glyph. I need to learn how to make a glyph right now, bro. No, for me it is. For me it is.
Oh, you know, but and I don't think it's about getting anybody back.
No, for me.
Okay, I'll give you that petty.
Bro, I gotta make a glyph that says, "For me, it is." No, for me, it is.
But you know,
yo, we gotta make a glyph for that. No, for me, it is.
It's just part of it.
Yeah. Bullshit, bullshit, bro. That's it. He knows.
See, now I feel what you're saying, but you had to let me get through the point.
Bullshit. She looking like
25 years and counting.
We ride together.
He's been committed.
We ride together. Bad marriage for life.
Bro, can I tell you one thing?
That's terrible.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
The fact that I've low key been.
I feel like they just unlocked. I feel like they unlocked a different level to their marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's the Wild Wild West now, baby. You fuck who you wanna fuck. I fuck who I wanna fuck. You take the yacht out on Wednesdays, Sundays, and Mondays.
I got it
on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And then Friday, we'll do our own thing. Keep our marriage strong. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Bad marriage for life, bitch. Yes.
Nah. This is a different type of frustration, bro.
I don't think it's frustration anymore. But you know, the anger comes before... The realization, you know, the anger comes before the calm when you're dealing with stuff like this. Yes, but I feel like his frustration was handled in a mature way to where it gave fruition to leave frustration and move on.
She's bullshitting. She's sugarcoating, not sugarcoating, but she's bullshitting. She's politically,
but she's political. Like, she don't.
Because she doesn't.
It's not. Listen.
This is pretty much Will Smith's look. Like, bitch, like, we're already in the fucking red table. We're already in the hot seat. Like, say it how it is.
But
you know what I mean?
Because I understood it,
all
though.
This shit is just gonna come back. This what Will Smith is trying to prevent
is have to do this again.
Exactly. He said it, I don't want to go through this shit again. So let's just fucking lay everything out.
But
so
that's what they
it doesn't
did,
come
though.
Up again.
It wasn't done in the way
really
that you
didn't.
Guys.
No, it really.
But
didn't.
But then why does they come to agreement at the end?
It really didn't because of the way Jada. Listen.
Like, he's not getting nowhere, so fuck
exactly.
It.
Jada is always going to get whatever the fuck she wants because...
I don't believe that because Will Smith said, I was done with you.
Right.
So if she always got what she want, obviously she don't.
She did.
Well, she don't
She got what she want.
And she know that Will's not going nowhere. That's what you're saying. My dog's that stupid.
Exactly.
My dog is not that dumb. My dog fucking too.
Well, no. Now he is.
Now he is.
Because the whole fucking world knows about it now.
Now he's fucking openly.
Exactly.
Now he's getting caught on camera.
Exactly.
I'm with you, Will, and I'm watching that shit. Now, this is a story, y'all, about how I got Jada back and tore her guts out.
Yo.
I don't know. I'm going to work on it, though. I'm going to work on it for you.
You know what I'm not ready for?
A porno tape with Will Smith? Because I am. I want to see who he's fucking.
I want to see. I'm not ready.
I
want to
see. If you was
ready.
In it, you would be ready.
Oh, hell yeah. But I'm not. stupid. I'm not. I'm not ready. I am not ready.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't sick for COVID. I can get a Will Smith mask.
We're married.
What'd you tell me?
That I can love you through anything.
And I didn't believe you.
Yeah.
If somebody looked through a crystal ball and said, this, and this is going to happen, I'd be like, no way.
Yeah. There it is. There it is.
The girth that it was going to take to ride with you through.
Yeah. I didn't know if you would be
willing
to find the deep capacity to love me.
Yeah. How am I doing?
You doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They probably fucked up that.
Bro, I just can't.
I gotta watch one of these reaction videos, bro.
Bro.
Can we go smoke first, though?
Yes, we're gonna go smoke. Let's pause this
If
shit.
One more person call you my girl, too.
God damn.
Fucking stupid, bro. You need to bring me on your friend so they can call you my boy.
What are you talking about?
Every time I go somewhere, like I'm saying, come go to Chismore.
Right.
So everybody always asks for you. Like, where's your girlfriend?
God damn.
And I gotta go. You talking about Natalie, one with the glasses? Yeah, the one that came to the casino. That one. Remember when I brought you to the casino when I was already there?
Yeah, that
Where's
part.
Your girlfriend? Golly. Then Steve. Then a couple of guys play poker with. Golly. It's like, no, she's not my girl.
Oh, I need to find
one out. One of them got date. Me so good. Yo, we talking got, fucking
I
though.
I think I got myself my first date with
Mike.
Yay. Official date. Like, official, like, we're actually making plans to go out in public. It's pretty dope.
So what you did work then?
What?
So what you did work that time apart?
Yeah.
Good job. I wonder who taught you that.
Not you, nigga.
You a lying sack of shit.
No, you didn't. I
taught you that with Mike, with the other Michael.
Okay, let's stop. Bye.